The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Here we go. Great. Welcome. Hello, everyone. Lovely to be back with you. I've missed you. As I mentioned at the beginning, various things were happening the past week, including on Monday, the Persian New Year, Nowruz, which is on the vernal equinox. It's the first day of spring, which was on Monday. So happy spring to you all. Happy spring. Yeah. So let's start meditating together. Let's begin. And more words will the theme will emerge. So let's arrive. Let's arrive together in this body, in this moment in time. Arriving every moment. Each moment a new arrival. Every moment like spring. Every breath is like spring. Every sensation in this body. Fresh, new, never like this before. And we have a beginner's mind. Beginner's mind, a mind that is fresh. Like the green grass. Like blossoms, cherry blossoms in springtime. Fresh, new, blossoming. And meeting this moment anew. Let us meet sensations of our body. Resting on the earth, on the cushion. Our sit bones on the cushion, on the chair. Our feet on the earth. Bottom of our feet. Greeting these sensations. Anew. And we meet the sensations of this breath in the abdomen. Like the spring breeze, fresh, new sensations. The in-breath. The entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. As well as the pause. In between the in-breath and out-breath, out-breath and in-breath. receiving, opening the door of your heart. Greet. The breath, the sensations of the breath, however they arrive. Staying with them. Like an honored guest. If we're meeting for the first time. Can we have a childlike interest, curiosity, delight at this world, this inner world, the breath, sensations, receiving it with ease, relaxation, softness. Can we meet this moment? Can I meet with this moment like a friend? Can I meet this moment with friendliness? Whatever is arising in this moment. If you are meeting a friend, you haven't seen for the first time in a long time. Whether they're tired, cranky, oh, it's your friend. Oh, the same joy, delight, friendliness. At the pains and aches in your own heart. You won't be upset that your friend is tired or cranky or hurting. You're just happy to be with them. Oh, it's okay, however they are. It's freshness of appreciation. To meet whatever this moment brings. Even if it's a crowd of sorrows in our heart. Meeting with friendliness afresh. Maybe your mind is scattered and you meet your mind with friendliness. Meet it like a friend. Might be tired, scattered. It's okay. Love your mind. Love your heart. They're doing their best to be present. And if it's quiet inside, meeting the breath with friendliness, kindness, appreciation, imbuing the breath with appreciation. Breathing in appreciation, breathing out appreciation. And whatever arises, if it's judgment, I'm not doing this right, or this is terrible or boring, and you meet this, whatever arises with kindness, with friendliness, meet it like a friend who's cranky right now. It's okay. It's okay. You still love your friend. I meet this moment with friendliness, generosity of heart. I meet this body with friendliness. I meet my heart with friendliness. With kindness. And I meet my mind with friendliness, with kindness. I meet my body, heart, and mind. Whatever arises with kindness, friendliness. With patience. With peace. I mean the present moment, being fully here, not in the past, not in the future, but right here. Right here, letting go of the past, future. Letting go of entanglement in the present. Simply be here. Opening with kindness. Meet whatever arises in the sphere of experience, mind, body, heart. With appreciation, kindness, as if spring has sprung. And we also meet whatever arises externally with kindness. Sounds that might be arising, the environment. The people with whom we are sharing the space, this practice space, and our hearts meeting them with kindness. Everyone here on Zoom, YouTube, an audio dharma and beyond. All people everywhere. All beings everywhere. Whatever their conditions might be. Meeting everyone. Every being. With kindness, with friendliness, with goodwill. Perhaps seeing ourselves meeting others with kindness, being a source of kindness, goodwill in the world. Spreading kindness, generosity, goodwill. Wherever we can, however we can. Wishing you well for all beings. May all beings be well. May all beings know peace and causes of peace, freedom in their heart from greed, hatred, and delusion. May our hearts too be free from greed, hatred, and delusion. May we have peace. May all beings everywhere, including ourselves, be well and know true happiness, the bliss of integrity, generosity, and wisdom. You all, thank you for your practice. So tonight, or this moment in time, whatever your time zone is, we practiced with a couple of themes. One was meeting the moment, meeting whatever arises in the body, in the heart, in the mind. Whatever arises in the sphere of experience with kindness, with friendliness, like a friend. And also in that theme, we brought in a sense of freshness, sense of inspired by it being the first couple of days of spring, as if we're meeting this moment fresh, whatever's arising fresh, this childlike interest, freshness, curiosity, because as adults, we kind of get, bored perhaps, or we lose the freshness. We have to rekindle it. We have to remind ourselves that this moment has never been like this before and will never be. If you spend some time with a young person, you'll just see the sense of delight of anything, any little game or any little toy. Just there's a sense of wonder. So this invitation to meet each moment with beginner's mind, as if spring has arisen fresh, can be very helpful as we go around in our daily life instead of bah humbug, yeah, it's Wednesday. It's, oh wow, this moment is fresh. It's never been like this. And it will never be like this again. We just take it for granted. We think we're going to be alive for so many more springs. Who knows? Who knows? Anyway, thank you for joining for this practice. So I'd like to invite us now to turn as we meet this moment with, internally we have met it with kindness as much as possible, as much as possible. Can we turn, can we befriend whatever arises? Can we meet others like a friend? Can we meet this moment? Can we meet a couple of other human beings like friends? Whether or not you know them, you've seen them before or not, meet them as if for the first time, without the assumptions, presumptions that we have, oh, this person is like that, this is what they're going to talk about. No, just what if you just try that on for size? It's easier for people you don't know so well to meet them afresh, meet them anew with friendliness. And then maybe you can practice in the sandbox and then take it to your family and friends. If there are some buttons that you have, buttons that are pushed by some friends, family, and colleague, maybe you can just try on for size for a few minutes. What if you met them afresh without all the expectations, presumptions, with friendliness? So that's the invitation for the small groups that we'll engage with in a moment. And the prompt is, what was this practice like for you? You can share maybe a sentence or two, and the next person will go alphabetical, and the next person will share something, and the next person, or you can just say pass and hold silent presence. But those who are receiving, those who are hearing, hear the person as if it's fresh, it's new, without presumptions, without thinking about what you're going to say, just friendliness and spring. So these two, bring them in, play around, see how you can play with that, make it work for you. And I'd be interested in your reflections. So I'm going to create the breakout rooms and invite you, as always, to be kind, to yourselves, to be kind to each other. And I'm going to recreate the rooms. Hold on a second. Here we go. Okay, let's try this. All right. Okay, be kind to yourselves, to each other, and about to open the rooms. Here we go. Okay, the rooms are closed. Everybody's back. Welcome back, everyone. Would love to open the space and also the chat if you'd like to share exploring this. What was it like bringing the idea of meeting others with beginner's mind fresh, as well as this friendliness? Ali, please.
Hello, everyone. So I just love the beginning of how you started to start the meditation and saying that they'll sit, see what comes up, kind of like allowing. And that's what I did all the way through the meditation. And towards the end, I just came up with with the spring renewal, you know, in the Persian tradition, as you mentioned, with this spring. So what do I have to say grateful, be grateful for? For the Sangha, and then it came to me that may the spring every moment, you know, in our lives. So that came to me, you know, and then you kind of like, you know, started in that team. And in the group, it came to me that the Hindu tradition, one of those sages has said that every moment you open your eyes, you create a new world. And that is very true. And so may that be our case for this lovely space here. You have Nikki and the other teachers, and then we're the greater Sangha and the whole world. Yeah. The spring is spring every moment.
Yeah, thank you, Ali. Thank you so much.
I might just thought I'll add that. Sorry about that.
No, that was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
you. Okay.
That was absolutely beautiful. I so appreciate. And this is a May, the springs be springing every moment. And actually, it is. And as you said, this Hindu saying is that actually every moment it is. It's just that we don't pay attention to it in that way. We're like, humdrum, same thing. Okay, I'm going to open my eyes again. Like, no, actually, it's we're creating worlds. We're creating new worlds every moment. So
open our eyes, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So let's have actually that perspective of freshness, newness. This show is not going to go on for that long, so we might as well. It's always springing new every moment. We just don't appreciate it. So thank you so much for bringing that. Beautiful.
Sure.
Thank you, Ali.
And as they say in Persian, happy New Year, happy Nowruz.
Yes.
New day.
New day, exactly. Nowruz, Persian New Year means new day. It's all a new day. Thank you. Thank you so much. Lovely. Any other reflections? You can also type them in chat, either to me privately or to everyone. If you like, Claire.
Thank you. I'll be very brief, but this was not what I talked about in our group, but the last Ali share reminded me to just to mention, and I've talked about this before, I circulate a gratitude list with two friends every day. I've been doing it for years now. It really forces one to look at what is working well in the day rather than things that might be going wrong or just the monotony of it. You really have to focus and think through the details. And it's a beautiful, I mean, it's worked so beautifully for me in terms of seeing the day every day fresh.
Yeah, yeah, lovely. Yeah. And you know, and also what it becomes after you do this practice for a long time, which I think you're alluding to, but just to unpack that for everyone, is that maybe at first when you only, you know, one only looks at what is going well, but then later, it's not just that, you also actually start to appreciate it. So many things are going well. I mean, it's just like, oh my goodness, the preponderance of fresh and new and wonderful things. It's just like, wow, you start to notice more. So I think that it's important how this practice actually changes our mind. Instead of, I think some people maybe do this practice like, well, I've already been grateful for this and that, and like, oh, what's new? Like, actually, no, it shifts and changes the way you see. So I appreciate you bringing that in. Thank you. Yeah. What else? Any other last reflections before we close? And you can also type them in chat, as I was saying, either publicly or privately. Any insights from this practice? Any insights? Anything different? What was it like to meet others in a group with beginner's mind, even if maybe you had met them before? Perhaps you should try that on for size. Or no, it just went out the window after 30 seconds of being in the group. That can happen. Okay. All right. Well, let's bring our time together to a close. So thank you all. Thank you all for your practice. Thank you for cultivating your hearts towards kindness, friendliness, meeting this moment internally and externally. And new and like a friend, may all beings be well. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone. Happy New Year. Happy Nowruz. New day. New moment. Every moment. Take good care of yourselves. See you on Friday. Bye.